This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The emergency COVID-19 panel set up by the World Health Organization has warned that the pandemic is nowhere near finished, as governments adopt increasingly divergent policy decisions, hampering a unified response to the threat. During the emergency committee's latest meeting on Wednesday, it decided that the virus remains a public health emergency of international concern. Participants said that the coronavirus continues to evolve, despite national, regional and global efforts to prevent it doing so. Four variants of concern have dominated COVID spread, but the committee said that there was a strong likelihood that new and possibly more dangerous strains could emerge and spread globally that may be even more challenging to control. Among its recommendations, the panel said it was key that at least 10% of all countries' populations were vaccinated by September 2021. This could only happen with increased global solidarity, they said, which was needed to protect vulnerable populations from the emergence and spread of dangerous variants. An alert from northwest Syria now, where the UN reported the confirmed deaths of at least 10 children in the past 2 weeks alone amid worsening violence. According to the UN Children's Fund UNICEF, the situation has escalated in the last opposition-held enclave of the country, despite a ceasefire agreement in place since March last year. The agency said that three children were killed in two separate attacks in the de-escalation zone on Thursday morning. This is a terrifying sign that violence is coming back to Syria, UNICEF said in a statement. A UN-appointed independent rights expert has spoken out at the death in custody of a renowned Catholic priest who suffered from Parkinson's disease. Stan Swamy, who was 84, was jailed last October on terrorism charges which UN Special Rapporteur Mary Lawler insisted were fabricated. The Jesuit priest faced harassment and repeated interrogations in prison and died in custody on the 5th of July, despite requests for his release as his health deteriorated. In a statement, Ms. Lawler explained that Father Swamy had dedicated much of his life to defending the rights of indigenous peoples and the Adivasi minority, and that his death will forever remain a stain on India's human rights record. She said that she and other UN independent experts had approached the Indian authorities with their concerns about the case. According to Ms. Lawler, the priest's illness meant that he had severe tremors in both hands and had great difficulty eating, drinking and washing. In November last year, she said that his requests for a drinking straw and warm winter clothes were denied and that he contracted COVID-19 in prison. There is no excuse ever for a human rights defender to be smeared as a terrorist and no reason that they should ever die the way Father Swamy died, accused and detained and denied his rights, the special rapporteur said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.